Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Second down, officially one. Prescott under center again. Fakes it to Williams, back to throw. They pick up a blitz. He's hit as he throws it out. Cut! Pickens at the 10. Lamb. Tremendous catch at the 10, and he got down inside the 5. There was a flag in the pocket.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live from Uncle Julio's in Dallas, 16150 Dallas Parkway. If you want to come out and join us for delicious food, we got some giveaways still happening. And, of course, the KNC Masterpiece. And right now, we're going to start with a little NFL overreaction or reality.
Reality.
Okay, see, I like it. That's what we need. NFL overreaction or reality. The Cowboys will not beat a team above 500 this season.
I think it's a reality. Now, there are a couple of scenarios that I can see this, Kevin. You know me. Everything's gray for me. But I can see a scenario where you get to the end of a season, a team's already in, and they kind of, we're good. You know? I could also see a game where they play inspired. Hell, that game against the Eagles to start the season, we did not expect. So that's like this.
True.
This team, though, until they can fix their secondary and their defensive front and their linebacking group, which is a lot to fix, and Schottenheimer's like, look, I got to go help them again. Until you can do that. And I do think that is much like the principal coming in and sitting down in the class. Even Schottenheimer said it.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, nobody likes that.
Yeah.
But if I have to do it, it's something I have to do. So I think that can happen again, and he's a good enough. I think he's a pretty good coach. I'm hoping more for him. But that's where we are right now.
The Cowboys are 3-0 thus far against teams under 500 and 0-4-1 against teams that are 500 or better. You still got shots with Philly, Kansas City, Detroit, Chargers. Overreaction or reality, Jacob? The Cowboys will not beat a team above 500 this season.
I think that's the overreaction. I think they can run into one with how good this offense is. And actually, I'll give you a prediction on who I think they're going to beat. I think they're going to beat the Kansas City Chiefs at home. That's going to be their one win against a team above 500.
Oh, nice. I like it. NFL overreaction or reality. The Cowboys' next opponent, the Arizona Cardinals, is better than their record suggests. They have the best point differential for a 2-5 team since 2016. They're at a minus one. The Cowboys are a minus four. So I say they're better than they appear.
Okay, two things on this, because I think that's a reality. Do you think the Cowboys have earned the respect from us to feel like they should beat Arizona? That's okay, good. I'm glad I stumped you with this.
That sigh, I guess, probably answers.
It's a no. Like, I don't know if they have or not. If they've, like, they haven't earned anything from me on this yet. But the record of Arizona tells me that the Cowboys should be able to. I agree with you on this, man. Some of the teams they played have been good teams, and they played them close, and it's been just this that was keeping them away from winning. Which I also, that's why one of the things, Kevin, I say about their defense keeping them in games is that their defense didn't give up the 45 points, the 48 points multiple times. It's kept it low enough for an offense to score enough. And unfortunately, they haven't been able to. But they play tough games. They play close games. And I think this Monday night game is going to be more than people expect.
Jacob, you've already gone bold with beating the Chiefs. Overreaction or reality, the Cardinals are better than their record suggests.
I'm going to go reality just based off what I saw when they played the Packers. I think he got a team that plays hard. I think Jonathan Gannon, to a point, has this team fired up. And I think
you need to hit one of them to let them know.
Exactly. And, I mean, what they did to the Green Bay defense with Jacoby Brissett, now that you add the running factor with Kyler Murray and his ability, you got guys like Marvin Harrison Jr. who are just waiting to break out and Trey McBride on the outside. I think they're a much more talented team than their record suggests.
Overreaction or reality, Cooper Beebe dressed up as Nacho Libre is your favorite thing today.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good. That, man, that means he's playing, right?
Yes.
I don't think you're D-ing around not like that if you're like, well, I'm not going to be able to play.
Dak and teammate, is that a Ferguson? I think it is Ferguson, are dressed up as a walrus and Tigger from Winnie the Pooh. Yeah, so there you go. This is, I guess Cowboys are having some fun on Halloween.
All right, I guess a bonus then.
They should have been thinking about winning instead, though, right?
Okay.
What?
I mean, not the
offense. Do you see me dressed up for Halloween?
Not the offensive players. They can dress up if they want. The defensive players, I don't want to see.
They got work to do.
All right, I guess bonus then, overreaction or reality, we have let the people down here by not dressing up, because I know we've already talked with one person this morning.
She is
very disappointed. Yeah. She took her costume off because she was disappointed with us.
Mm-hmm. She had clothes on under though, so okay, I just want everybody out there to know.
Okay, that, like, that's not
just, so anyway,
what I meant.
This morning I got up and Lucy was already in her costume, already in her costume. And we said, hey, the school said you can't wear costumes. And she was like, so she got a Halloween-y shirt, you know, something like that. For me, she looked at me, though, and she was like, aren't you going to work? And I said, yeah. And she goes, why aren't you dressed up like the Scarecrow? Mommy's going to be Dorothy. I'm going to be Galinda, and you're supposed to be the Scarecrow. I do not even have a costume right now.
Oh, no.
So I feel like I'm going to let her down even more tonight when I'm not dressed up, and I don't plan on being dressed up
because
I'm an adult. But, you know, that's part of growing up for her, is learning that things don't go your way.
Learning that adults disappoint you? Man, what did you get? I got 4 baby Ruths and an unfortunate lesson. You're like, God, this is the worst Halloween ever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, overreaction or reality, Trey Hendrickson getting traded to Detroit would make the Lions the unquestioned Super Bowl favorite.
Man, that would be an effective defensive front right there for sure. And, you know, obviously last year injuries were a big problem for them, and if something, God forbid, was to happen to Hutchinson again, that puts them in a good situation of having somebody that can get there. But his injury still, I'm kind of curious about what's going on there. That hit in the back was pretty nasty. Although it was still legal, I'm told.
But
I'm just kind of curious on his health at this point.
Jacob, overreaction or reality, a trade of Trey Hendrickson to Detroit would make the Lions the unquestioned Super Bowl favorite.
Yeah, I got to go reality. And as a Chicago Bears fan, I remember how my stomach dropped when I saw the Micah news to the Packers. And I think this one would be even more consequential to the Chicago Bears and in the NFC North. So I'm terrified of that. The fact that I'm even thinking about it right now makes me sick. So I hope it doesn't happen. But yes, they would become a very good team. And I think they would be the leaders to win the Super Bowl.
Now let's pivot back to the Cowboys here. Overreaction or reality? You still have a lot of confidence in the Cowboys running game. So against the Broncos, Cowboys averaged 3.5 yards per carry. It was their second worst of the year to the Carolina game when they averaged 1.6 yards per carry. That's two of the last three games that the running game for the Cowboys has been Dudsville. So overreaction or reality, you still have a lot of confidence in the Cowboys' run game.
I do still have a lot of confidence in their run game because I know that they're going to get the attempts. Like, that is something that it looks – I mean, look at the balance, man. About 28 carries all the time. And
for the team?
Yeah, for the team. The 19 was the game against Carolina where they obviously were chasing a lot there. But it seems like Schottenheimer continually says, we're going to run it about 28 times. Now, the confidence, though, in blue, I don't have yet.
Sure.
Devontae has proven that he can. I think this offensive line is more than capable of. But you're going to have games like this. The game against Denver, you know, Dak throws 35 times. The offense just looked atrocious the whole game, and they were able to get just enough. Javonte Williams scores 2 touchdowns, though. So was that a good day or a bad day for him?
Right, I get you.
And so, like, the yards you want, the touchdowns, we got to be able to get into the end zone, should have been 3. Quite honestly, if it had been for a penalty and a give up of kicking a field goal, but I do have faith that this running game will continue to be a big part of what they do.
Oh man, from the 817, as bad as that unfortunate lesson was, the 4 baby Ruths were worse. You'll get your chance in just a second. I'm right there with you. Disagree with that,
yeah.
Jacob. Overreaction or reality, you still have a lot of confidence in the Cowboys' running game.
Yeah, I'm going to go to reality as well. I think you're getting a lot of guys back, and getting Cooper Beebe back, I think, is going to be a big deal for this offensive line. I think they're going to sync up together every game, and I think the added aspect of Jaden Blue is he's going to become a bigger and bigger factor every game, and if you add his speed on the outside, it's just going to open up running lanes for guys like Javonte Williams on the inside. So not only do I have confidence in it, I think it's going to get better each week.
Ooh.
You made a couple of mms while he was talking. I don't have faith in this offense, in this run game.
I am starting to have concerns because it's 2 of the last 3 things. And, for example, like what Jacob just threw out there, I agree with that in theory, but, man, have we seen Jaden Blue struggle mightily to get any semblance of space. And so if you have a player that's great in space that can't get to space for whatever reason, that is hugely problematic, and I am worried. I'm glad that Cooper Beebe's coming back.
Dang.
But I am worried that you might see some more struggle.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I have concerns about the team that's 3-4-1 and hasn't won back-to-back games all year. All right, I got one more for you. Overreaction or reality? You know how I tell you some of these are just questions? This one is a Kevin-infused opinion question. Overreaction or reality, Todd Bowles should be getting more Coach of the Year love. The Bucs are 6-2. They're atop the NFC South. I think everyone was like, maybe now's the time that the Falcons are going to take it over and blibbity blabbity. And I know the Falcons look terrible. But I'm kind of surprised. Todd Bowles is like, I don't know, 12th or something for Coach of the Year voting. And I just think that's not cool.
Okay, so who would you say is Dan Campbell's in front of him?
Yep.
We got Shane Steichen, obviously.
Steichen is
probably the most deserved right now. Vrabel's doing a damn fine job.
I think he's pretty high up on the list as well.
I'm trying to think. I'm just kind of looking around at the odds here. You know, I'm with you. What they're doing now.
I'm not saying he has to be favorite.
I feel like, yeah, no, just more love for it. I feel like because of the division, people are a little like, they're skeptical of it. But at the same time, and some of the opponents they've beaten haven't been great opponents. I wonder how much that has, because Jerry doesn't care about that, obviously. But, you know, we do dive into that just a little bit. I think there are some other people. But I think you're right, man. If the job he's doing, taking over that team and having them be where they are, I think he deserves some more love.
Jacob, what say you? Overreaction or reality? Todd Bowles should be getting more Coach of the Year love.
I'm going to go overreaction here just for the sake of being different. I don't know. I think the leading cog in that wheel there is Baker Mayfield. I think he's the one who gets this team going. And let's be honest, Todd Bowles is calling the defense, and they've kind of just been average. They're ranked 16th this season in points or opponents' points per game. So I don't know. I would still have other guys ahead of him. I think he's placed right where he should be.
Bunch of haters on this
good
show.
Good take by Jacob, though. Good take.
The Detroit Lions already have as many losses as they did last year. How's Dan Campbell Coach of the Year?
Because they had a really good year last year.
Yeah, I know.
And everybody loves Dan Campbell.
If you had a good year the year before, that almost disqualifies you from
winning
coach of the year.
Did you win the year before?
It's a regular season award.
Did you win the year before? Did
yeah.
you win the coach of the year?
Times.
Did you win coach
Ooh,
of the year?
Ooh, wasn't he like third
isn't
or second?
Isn't this like the Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson thing where you're like, oh, you know what? He had a good season again. Let's give it to
okay,
him.
Okay, that is going to be so stupid. If they go 13-4 and he wins, I'm going to be like, what? They got worse than last year. All right, well, you guys are haters. I have that down on the record. All right, now we're going to move to our combo platter for today. It is, in fact, Halloween. Don't know if you'd heard that, much like the Kyler Murray stat. So give us a sports opinion, and then what is your favorite or least favorite Halloween candy? 877-881-1053.
The sports opinion is that Anthony Davis will not play another back-to-back this entire.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Season, and we probably should have been prepared for him not to play any back-to-backs at all, but because of the start without Lively and Gafford, this team had to. You know, they were just like, well, hey, we need somebody big out there. That's a frustrating thing about your bigs right now is that they are all injured and all injury-prone at this point.
Oh, my gosh. We have so many more back-to-backs.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them. Yeah, and but he's not going to. And I think – I'm not saying that he did – he's like, oh, my ankle hurts. Oh, my Achilles hurts because he doesn't want to play back-to-backs. But, Kevin, most of the stars in the NBA do not want to play back-to-back games. And so I think that he won't for the rest of the year, and this is because they're going to do everything they can to keep him limited. Now, the question about that is, well, how much does that screw with the continuity of the team, the rhythm of the team? Michael Jordan talking about that. I wanted to be out there because of the rhythm. How many they got? 14?
They have 12 more.
Yeah, 14 total, I believe, this year. So,
do you think this is what Gloria Stefan was talking about when she said the rhythm is going to get you?
Some people in here don't know who Gloria Stefan is, I think. But
I think
you got a really good point there, Kevin.
I hate all of you.
I think you got a really good – no, I like what you said. I just was – I looked over at her, and she looked at me like I have no clue who Gloria Stefan is.
That's fine.
So
that's fine.
Candy, favorite candy for
– or least favorite.
Well, I'm going to go with both.
Oh.
Favorite candy for Halloween, because I don't eat them throughout the year. I only eat them at Halloween, and that is the Almond Joy. That is the one that I will I love coconut. You could shut up. I love coconut.
So come on down to Uncle Julio's where you may or may not get harassed when you're here.
I love the coconut, and I like the chocolate that goes along with it, and I only eat them at Halloween time because I dive into the kids' buckets and I steal them before they even get a chance. And then they go, where did my Almond Joys go? I blame it on one of the other kids in the house.
Have your kids ever participated in the candy stock exchange?
Yes.
It is amazing.
They actually do that together.
I love
it. When they get home, they dump everything out, and they start exchanging with each other because one likes sweet tarts, the other one likes chocolates, so they go through it all together. And so now they're at the point when they were kids, I had to steal, all right, Kevin, without them knowing and then blaming it on others. Now they all just give me the Almond Joys and Milky Ways.
All right.
But the Bitto Honey is the one that I'm like, what are we even doing
here?
Oh,
man. Okay, I'm going to tell you this. I have an idea for Halloween. I think not only should you be able to trick or treat, I think you should have a place to negotiate with the person who's answering the door. So let's say you don't like the Bitto Honey, and for some reason your neighborhood's weird, and you already have like four of them.
A whole lot of people.
And you go up to the door, and you're like, trick or treat. But then you also say, I have four Bitto Honey. Do you have any interest? And then maybe you give them the Bitto Honey. They kick a couple more pieces of candy that you like along the way. Would it slow the process down? A little bit. But depending on where you live, you might not need to rapid fire candy with these kids.
You know, Kevin, I think this is great. I think you're creating more solutions, more social contracts that of things that we didn't have in the past.
Fact!
Like, this is something that we wouldn't have thought of before because people were just like, I'm just happy you have candy because back in the day they didn't have all the things.
It is
think
a very
about what my
specific,
grandparents told us.
It's a very specific world we live
but
in.
But now here we are in an area where we can exchange. We can do those kind of, I love this, but you're going to have to get on a national platform and tell people about this plan.
Okay.
I think you should go to the White House and say, let me have the stage for just a little
bit. The part that's destroyed?
And then, don't worry about that.
People, relax. It was a joke.
Take that stage over, and then while you're there, tell them you're only going to pitch this Halloween candy idea out. Then the Hagelin Plan for America comes right after that.
So kind of like, was it Herman Cain, Rent's Too Damn High Party? Could I be the candy exchange party?
Yes.
I feel like I'd pick up some votes along the way. From the 903, my girlfriend's favorite candy is Bitto Honey. Might be my biggest turnoff
about
her.
Because you have to question her taste.
Wow.
You have to question her taste at that point.
Holy moly. From the 903, sports opinion. Mavs, oh God, Mavs and Stars will miss the playoffs. Hey, it's not Ottinger's fault that somebody kicked the puck in his net. It was Miro who kicked the puck in his net last night. And then the worst candy is the candy corn falls from the 469 sports point. Jason Kidd will be fired after the All-Star break, and popcorn balls suck.
He just signed an extension. I don't think he's getting fired anytime soon.
Do you know what the odds are of him being the next coach to get fired are only like 12 to 1?
Are you serious?
I would have thought they would have been like 80 to 1 or something.
Real quick, I'm sorry to every Stars fan out there. I saw one puck drop last night. I saw one.
Well,
and then the game was over.
Guess what? Here's the part that you didn't really need to see.
I'm so sad. I turned that game on, and all of a sudden, they're back and forth with three players on the ice, and then we get scored on.
Okay, so I would say it's your fault. However, with about, I don't know, 6 or 7 minutes left to go in the first period, till 6 or 7 minutes left to go in the second period, the Stars had two or three shots in that entire run. Now, was I really pleased? Went on the power play, they were able to hold to no shots given up. Yes, was I frustrated that the only regulation goal that Ottinger gave up was when Miro knocked it into his own net and the incompetent official tried to say it was a no goal, even though even I saw it went over the thing, over the line, and they had to review it? Yes to all of that, but at least you got a point.
Kevin, it has happened. The NFL has fined the Baltimore Ravens $100,000 for violating the league's injury report policy by incorrectly listing quarterback Lamar Jackson's practice participation status on Friday, October 24th, the league has confirmed.
You think Harbaugh is going to make those poor poor people on the other side have to pay the $100,000?
You have to pay this.
From the 858. Cowboys will end up with another tie. That would be awesome. And favorite Halloween candy, as many of the fun-sized candy bags I can stuff into my pillowcase. Do you like the person who has the pre-made bag? Which usually there's a good at least piece or two of candy in the pre-made bag. Sure, you get some junk in there, but it's pretty good.
You know, I think that's more for them than it is for me. They want to make it look cute. I just want the candy. I could care less about that bag.
Okay.
All right? I mean, you could honestly, you could unwrap the candy for me and just throw it in my mouth and I'd be happy. But I don't need that bag with the pencil and the eraser and a couple pretzels.
How do you feel about people, whether it's the popcorn ball, raisins, a toothbrush or toothpaste? How do you feel about those people who are like, here's a healthy alternative?
Well, I mean, listen, the kids out there aren't brushing their teeth. So they're not thinking about it while they're eating candy. Yeah. So it's good that they have that there, because then maybe they do think about it a little bit, Kevin. But you're right. I came for the candy, not for the health.
From the 404, Jerry Jones will go all in and fix the defense, and then they put LOL, which leads me to believe that that is not going to happen.
They don't think it's actually going to happen, huh?
And then they said, candy corn, just why? Jacob, this is your chance at redemption. How do you feel about candy corn?
That was actually going to be my pick for the worst Halloween candy. So,
thank you.
I just want to go on record saying the take about the popcorn ball is awful. That's awful. I grew up on that. Popcorn balls are elite.
You are.
What's your problem with him? He is correct.
The worst.
Popcorn balls are actually pretty good too.
You love popcorn balls, hate Todd Bowles as a coach, and think that candy corn is no good.
Hate's a strong word.
One of those opinions is held by a lot of people about candy corn. All right, what is your sports opinion to go along with your candy opinion? I know we heard your candy opinion. What's your sports opinion?
So I've been reeling on who to root for in this World Series, because, like, you know, do I want the Dodgers to win? They spent all this money. Do I want a Canadian team to win in America's pastime? Not really. But my opinion is that if the Dodgers lose this World Series, the amount of money they will spend trying to get another ring will ruin baseball even more. I mean, we're talking everybody's on limits, you know? I mean, Kyle Tucker, I mean, they might go after this Murakami kid from Japan who's supposed to be the Japanese Barry Bonds, but I'm scared if the Dodgers lose this World Series.
Oh, man. Maybe they'll take Corey Seager back. We can figure that out. From the 817, just kidding. The Dallas Stars are far and away the best franchise in Dallas. Their favorite candy is the Reese's Peanut Butter Pumpkins. And I was ready to love this person. And then they said the worst candy is the Swedish Fish. That is an outrageous opinion. Swedish Fish is tremendous.
Swedish Fish is good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
I'm not actively seeking it out. But if it's there and if it's in, it's, here's how it is. The chocolates are the premiums. Much like I told Lucy a couple years ago, when you go up to that door and they ask what you'd like, you say premium chocolate. All right? That's what we work for.
What if you get one of those bars that they sell for a dollar?
I'm okay with that, too. I love those. Those are amazing.
Okay.
Although they have skimped on the size of those. They've gotten smaller.
Shrinkflation?
Yeah, they got smaller. Not lengthwise, but girthwise.
Okay. Oh, my God.
And but that was what we always... that was what I was always telling her. So what happens is after you get done with the premium chocolate, then you go down through the Sour Patch Kids and the Twizzlers, and you get down to the Swedish Fish. That's down at the bottom of the bucket.
Okay, bonus.
And I'm okay with it.
Bonus question. What is the most premium non-chocolate candy? Is it Skittles?
Oh, Skittles are fantastic.
Yeah.
Reese's Pieces.
That's chocolate.
Reese's Pieces are not chocolate.
Yes, they are.
That's peanut butter inside of a candy shell. Inside of a candy.
I know, but it's a chocolate candy shell.
That is not chocolate candy.
What is it made of?
It is sugar candy shell. There is no chocolate on a Reese's Pieces.
There is no chocolate in a Reese's Pieces?
Let's go look it up.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm going to have to shut up if I'm wrong about this. My sports opinion.
No, Reese's Pieces do not have chocolate, despite being popular. Extension
what?
Of the chocolate-covered Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Did everybody know
AI.
This? Yes. Well, I'm not going to go against Super Monster because he is my eating hero. So, well, I guess I'm going to shut up, except to tell you my sports opinion. I still believe in the KNC Michael Colodi bump, and I think that FC Dallas is going to win tomorrow, and they're going to even up the series. We're going to have Michael back on next Wednesday and set up for a big-time upset in Game 3 against Vancouver.
Kevin, I wouldn't love nothing more than to make sure we get to interview Michael Colodi next week. That would be the coolest thing for us.
And then I know I said I was going to shut up. My favorite Halloween candies are the Reese's Pumpkins by far, but I also love the 100 Grand. And then the worst
100 Grand is great.
Yes. And it feels like very underrated. Like,
yes, it
like
is.
People don't talk about it.
Yeah.
And then the
worst. It's so expensive.
Yes. Not, no. The worst Halloween candies are A, the circus peanuts. Who are those for? And also.
The elephants.
Yeah,
I guess.
But I think that's not good for them, probably. And then also the nondescript black and orange candy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
It looks like a piece of gum with the shape of it, but it's just, you don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. But then again, until like 2 minutes ago, I didn't know that Reese's Pieces had no chocolate in them.
Somebody did text in moments ago, Kevin, and I totally forgot. I will take Bitto Honey over this every day. Black licorice.
It's the worst.
I cannot stand the smell, the flavor,
worst.
Everything about it makes my mouth just die. Like, my mouth says, I don't even want to be, my jaw falls off, and everything goes to hell.
From the 214, Micah Parsons will win Defensive Player of the Year either this season or next season. And the best Halloween candy is Three Musketeers, and the worst is the Tootsie Roll. Now, my follow-up question about that is it any Tootsie Roll or is it the little tiny ones? Because I think the ones that are sort of square-shaped, those are really good. And then the really thin ones that are, I don't know, like an inch and a half long, I think those are delicious as well.
Tootsie Rolls?
Yeah.
All I know is whatever it is, I think I see.
Becomes a Tootsie Roll to me.
There we go. There it is. The peanut butter kisses or Halloween kisses are the orange and black candy.
It's gross.
And nobody's ever known their names. I think the internet made that up.
From the 817, have you heard of the new candy by the NFL player Circus Penix? No. No to you, although that is pretty clever. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block, starring Corey Majors and special guest Kyle Yeomans. Next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hey, it's Sean Sharif.
And RJ Choppy.
We're not just a radio show, we're also a podcast. Find the Sean and RJ Show anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button, or get every minute of the show on demand the way you want to listen.